Daddy.
Mommy.
Mommy and Daddy.
Mommy and Daddy. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Reaction Shots. Your movie Mommy and Daddy are here.
Better Call Saul Season 6 trailer. Jimmy McGill takes his final step towards becoming crooked lawyer Saul Goodman. And Atlanta's coming back.
I know.
Atlanta Season 3, Better Call Saul, let's go!
I gotta get on the Atlanta train. I've only seen like 2 episodes.
Masterpiece.
Yeah, it's been like 6 years. Wanna watch it. I respect shows like that where they just kinda, you know, like do a season when they can.
Yeah.
And there's no real rush.
I feel like the Europeans do that often.
The Europeans love that.
Yeah.
Your Sherlocks, Luthers, yeah.
Put some shit on hold for like 6 years. I'll do another season.
Yeah, I'm in the MCU now. We'll do Sherlock in a decade. Yeah. It'll be fine.
So many of these shows like that I hear about are like so hyped. It's like Sherlock from like a lot of people and then just gone. Like, and you never hear about it again. It's so weird. Like,
it was, I feel like Sherlock, maybe for me, because it's like tied to a part of my life, you know, like a certain girlfriend or whatever.
Okay.
But like, yeah, it definitely felt like of its time and place. Like, it was they did text messaging in a cool way, and it's like, that's hot tech right now. And then like, as soon as we move past that.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe our little love affair with, like, sociopaths kind of, like, cooled off. I don't know. But, yeah, we are doing TV this time. Mainly because Huber was like, I've been watching a lot of TV.
So much TV. And Tokyo Slim does not watch TV. I don't understand.
Tokyo Slim.
What are you doing?
Doesn't watch TV.
Why?
Patron saint of reaction shots.
Yeah, I want to get to the bottom of this.
No time.
There's no time. There's no time.
That's what he says. It's like you can watch. He does. You can watch 10 movies in the course of a series.
True. It's
true. You know,
true.
Like a 15 episode, 20 episode series, you watch 10 movies.
But knowing Tokyo Slam's prolific movie duties.
See, like 400.
You feel like you'd run out of movies. Like,
you
throw some shows in there. You're out of movies, man.
Watch Yellow Jackets, for God's sake. Everyone, watch Yellow Jackets.
I swear to God, if Yellow Jackets somehow gets canceled because not enough people watched you're all fired.
Like, The Expanse, I can handle.
Yeah.
The Expanse, I'm like, yeah, clearly this is going to get canceled. Fine, whatever. The acting is either like a 1 or a 10, and there's nothing in between. And, like, that's fine. Yellow Jackets is. It Dark Souls'd me, dude. It Dark Souls'd me. It, like, ruined TV for me. Every other show is worse than Yellow Jackets to me.
I miss it.
I think about it daily.
Damn.
Daily.
Nice. I haven't thought about it in, like, a little bit. It's on the back.
Maybe not daily. Every other day. Nice. Bi-daily.
What are the odds of it coming back for this Halloween?
Oh.
Slim, probably.
I don't know. Probably COVID, so man. Everything's all bugaboo.
Yeah. Bah.
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 Ah. I know one thing you watched lately, before we start talking about TV in general, we went and saw The Batman. We're shooting our spoiler mode tomorrow, Friday, March 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it remote because Ben's car is broken.
Yep.
But that'll be fine.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
The Batman.
So we're not going to talk about that here, but watch our spoiler mode.
Yeah,
it'll
watch spoiler mode.
Tomorrow or whatever.
Some of the greatest shows of all time are on right now.
Yeah.
Right this
second. We'll save the shows. Any movies?
Oh, that I've watched?
That you've watched recently? Because we're talking about shows this whole damn episode.
Yeah. Movies.
And we're just going to go through the comments in order this time. Sometimes I do that because I didn't have time to prepare because we're shooting at noon, which for
me
is like 8 a.m.
It's 8 a.m. right now. Yeah. That is the life we live.
Noon is like,
it feels like 8 a.m.
I got out of bed at 10:45, did my makeup, drove through Starbucks, and got here.
11:30 on the road, and I was falling asleep. My eyes were like...
We all go to bed at like 2:30 a.m. and get up at 10:30.
Well, I'm on Elden Ring time now, so really like 5 a.m. I'm going to
see, I don't allow myself to play games past 1 a.m. because I get all anxious if I'm like not in bed by 2.
I feel you.
I get like anxious.
I feel that.
Panicked.
The movie I watched...
Sophia showed me a picture of a shipwreck the other day and I can't get it out of my head.
Was it submerged?
It was submerged. Yeah, they found a shipwreck. My friend was like, let's have a... He just wanted to have a party, and he's like, I was trying to think of any excuse to have a party, and like they found a famous shipwreck, and I was going to have like a shipwreck party, and I was like, as long as there are no photographs, like, I can't handle it. I've got submechanophobia.
Shipwrecks are sick.
Legitimately. Like, shipwrecks are horrifying and disgusting.
I said that wrong. Shipwrecks, tragic, not cool. But like,
sure, yeah. It,
the like,
I think a lot of times people get out. Yeah. Hopefully, but
The ruins of it are cool. I like that image. Yeah, I love that image.
Literally, I can't even think about it. Because I told Sophia, I was like, Sophia. Because she looked it up, and I was like, Sophia, show me the photograph. And she was like, you don't want to see this. And I was like, show me the photograph. And she showed me the photograph. Literally, I went, ah! I was like, I recoiled in fear. I don't know what it is, but I can't stop thinking about it. So, like, I couldn't fall asleep last night because I was thinking about a shipwreck picture.
I feel that. That was like me with the MLB glitch. It was the same thing.
Oh, my God.
And it got me for weeks. Honestly, for weeks, I would see it when I closed my eyes, and I hate it.
This is a phobia podcast
now. Yeah, yeah. It's real. Phobias are real. That and Momo respect was people's scary. Phobias.
Yeah, don't be sending people pictures of their phobias
people
on
were sending
Twitter.
Me the MLB glitch. It was
people
fucked
send
up.
Me submerged machines and man-made structures underwater sometimes, and I'm just like...
Yeah, it's not fun.
I block them.
Yeah, it's not a bit.
If you want to get blocked, go for it.
Yeah. Some movies I
watched.
I
don't even care if you're somebody care about. I will fucking block you if you send me a shipwreck. Or a oil rig. I am not kidding.
Speaking of shipwrecks, there's shipwrecks in a movie I saw.
Oh?
This movie called Uncharted.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was solid. That I never need to see again. A movie I never need to see again.
It feels like a great, like, airplane movie.
Yeah. 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 It was fine.
Hotel movie?
I really have nothing. You can check out our spoiler mode. Brad and I did the spoiler mode on it. Really, like, one of those movies where I just have nothing to say about it.
Yeah.
Honestly. There's, like, and we talked about it a little bit on the spoiler mode, but, like,
I
it is
that.
Exactly what you think it is.
I cut that spoiler mode. It was, like, 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
You literally had nothing to say.
There's
about
nothing.
It.
It's, like, your standard Hollywood blockbuster formula, some adventure, some tension between your leads before they eventually reconcile. It's like beat for beat.
Like paint by numbers.
Paint by numbers. It's always fun to see a game you love on the screen, for me at least. I get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
It was inoffensive. Which
was Elena in it?
Elena was not in it. Spoilers.
Because it's pre-her, I guess?
Yeah. Because
he's younger.
Yeah. I don't think this is a spoiler. It's kind of like...
Yeah, I guess that's spoilery.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
More than just like a time period question, I guess.
Yeah, it's like Uncharted 3 and 4 kind of remixed, if I'm going to be...
Right, because 3 goes back.
Yeah. And
yeah,
4
yeah, yeah.
as well kind of goes
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah.
They
okay.
both go back, yeah.
3 is the only one I didn't beat.
Love 3. Really short, like 10
hours.
I
hated 3.
Divisive. Greg Miller famously gave that game a 10 out of 10. Which I respect. I love Uncharted 3. I think it's an incredible game.
I liked 4.
Yeah.
1 was okay.
Love
and
them
I
all.
Really I stopped playing 3.
I'm a freak, Isla, and I'm in the camp that thinks Uncharted is underrated. That is my hot take.
It's one of the most beloved gaming franchises of all time. What
I know.
Are you talking about?
It doesn't make any sense in my brain cuz it's like everyone respects it. Oh, it's good. But it almost feels
it's just
Uncharted.
Yeah, it's just the unstoppable juggernaut Uncharted. Like, whatever.
But to me, I feel like they're some of the best video games of all time. Truly. I think they're
caliber. Really solid.
Love 3.
They're no Elden Ring.
Did
but...
you do the plane section in 3? The famous plane, like, cargo?
Yeah,
ah!
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got far in 3. That's deep.
I think I did that.
Yeah.
I remember I stopped. I was in like a ruins.
Okay.
And there was like a turret and I had to jump. I mean, I'm describing literally any encounter.
Every single Uncharted. Yeah.
And there were guys. I don't know.
You had a gun?
I had a gun. I was shooting some guys. It was vaguely green. I don't remember how far I got.
Last movie I watched, an important one.
Yeah.
Nightmare Alley.
Oh, you finally saw Nightmare Alley. Yes, yes. What did you think, dude?
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I think I liked it more than Shape of Water.
Okay.
But
I can see
less,
that. It's more of a fit for you.
Yes, but somehow less than Crimson Peak. But Crimson
Peak,
I liked originally. Have seen it like two more times since then. And each time, all three times, it was better than better again.
I could believe that,
like, that movie's aging well.
I think Nightmare Alley,
I think it'll age well, too.
I think it'll age well. Yeah. I think like 5 or 6 years from now, if I see Nightmare Alley again. Like right now, I have zero desire to see that movie again.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel kind of about it how you felt about Uncharted, where I was like, this is just, I mean, it's, I think, probably a better movie. But like, just guessing. Sorry, excuse me. But, Nightmare Alley, to me, I watched it and I was like, that was good.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of done thinking about it.
Yeah, it's one of those, I can't think of an example, but it's one of those situations where, no spoilers, where I liked the first half way more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot more. Like, yo, this is my vibe. This is my mood. Like, I love this.
It now that you say that, it kind of has that thing, that ineffable feeling where it's like, partway through, you're like, oh, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the story. Okay, okay. And then you just have to like readjust and be like, okay, we're not, we're doing this. All right, fine, fine.
And that helps when you're when you rewatch.
Yeah. Because
then you're already adjusted.
Because then you know. Yeah.
So, but yeah, really liked it. Like another, I thought like four times of just like, mature Guillermo del Toro, like refined.
Well, I didn't know older. I didn't know it was like a remake or a reimagining going in. Mm-hmm. So I watched the trailer for Nightmare Alley. So
the original,
Nice. And like we watched the trailer, and it was so funny, dude.
Yeah.
The pacing of like 40s, I think it's 40s. Yeah. I don't remember. Trailers, so they'll just like sit on a shot of a dude's face doing literally nothing.
Love that.
And the music is like freaking out. It's like a string section. Like it's the most dramatic thing that's ever happened. It's literally just a man in black and white going, like doing nothing.
I'm sure a quick Google search could find it, but I wonder the average cuts of a movie in the 40s versus a movie now.
Oh, I guarantee it's probably like
1,000%
double as fast. Yeah, at least. And like that would be depending on the movie. Like on average, I think you'd get stuff like that Liam Neeson one where it cuts 40 times when he's going over the fence, or like Fast and Furious. Like stuff like that would skew it even more.
Yeah.
So like if you took the average of every modern movie versus every movie before like the 60s or 70s maybe, it'd probably be like 300% faster.
You sent me that video and I must have watched it 100 times.
The Liam Neeson jumping over the fence? Yeah.
Yes. I like
it's so good.
Like midnight one night, like years ago, just sends me this. And I was fucking dying.
I don't even remember what movie it's from. It's from like something I never even
saw. Like Taken 2 or Walk Among the Tombstones.
It might have been Taken 2. Yeah, something like that. One of Liam Neeson's just like dozen just like paycheck movies.
Yeah.
My God.
Pretty sad when he's just like, I'm not going to do any more action movies. And then he does like 15 more. Like, what? All right.
Remember when he said he was going to like stalk the streets with a wrench or some weird name for a billy club or whatever?
He was unhinged.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like I probably saw other movies besides Batman. Oh, I saw Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Oh my God. Because
Sophia was like all about it.
All right.
Kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's
dramatic.
I wrote it off because of the title.
Yeah.
I don't know.
John C. Reilly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like John C. Reilly.
Love John
C. I think
C.
he went to my college.
Incredible.
Or at least he like showed up and acted with some people, but I'm pretty sure he like went to my theater school.
Check it out.
But like Dewey Cox, man. Kind of good.
Jolly.
Kind of fun.
That's a Grumbaum's wheelhouse. He loves the John C. Reilly, Will Ferrell stuff. Loves
My favorite running bit in Walk Hard is every time Dewey Cox is about to get into new drugs, he walks in on Tim Meadows with like four girls, and then Tim Meadows is always like, "You don't want nothing to do with this shit, Dewey." But then he always tries to like, the tone of his voice is dissuading him from trying the drug, but he's just saying all the positives. It's like, it's not habit forming. You don't want any part of this. It's so funny.
What's your favorite John C. Reilly joint? Movie.
What?
What's your favorite John C. Reilly joint?
Oh, shit. Hang on. I mean, all the stuff he did with Tim and Eric is pretty hilarious. Like, yeah. Check it out.
Steve
really
Rule
funny.
Is
Steve Rule
10
is
out of 10.
10 out of 10.
It's unbelievably 10 out of 10.
Man, John C. Reilly's in a lot of great stuff. I kind of like it when he just, like, shows up.
For sure.
And I didn't expect him.
Yeah.
Like, when he gets peppered, he's a great pepper.
He is.
And, I mean, he's a good leading man, too. Yeah, but, like, he's just so funny to show up,
yeah.
Steal a scene, and leave.
Totally.
And there are a few examples of that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite John C. Reilly? That's a good question.
What an epic actor.
That's the other problem.
What a legendary
he's been in like
career.
800 movies.
Yeah, what a chameleon too. Yeah. Like has kind of an overall type, I feel like, but yeah. Can do so much.
I mean, it's funny because he's the kind of character actor that like is just as at home in a very, very, very serious role,
yeah.
As in like the most ludicrous, dumbass fart comedy you've ever seen. And it's like
so much talent.
Sure. Yeah, he's a good dude. As far as I can tell. I feel like probably I saw something else, but I don't remember. I've been wanting to rewatch Booksmart, but Sophia just watched it, so she doesn't want to watch it again.
Love Caitlin Dever, one of my all-time favorite actors.
Which one is she?
She's
the... Is she the one that was in the Monica Lewinsky thing or the other one?
The other one.
Okay.
She's in Justified the show, but she's in this...
Love Justified.
Yes. She's in this... Did you hear Quentin Tarantino might direct a new Justified show?
Really?
Yeah.
I need to finish Justified. Justified, one of my dad's favorite shows.
Yeah.
My dad loved Justified.
Same. Such a dad show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's in a really hard miniseries to watch called Unbreakable. Have you ever seen this or heard of this?
I don't know.
Her and Toni Collette.
That's
devastating.
Familiar.
Devastating. It's about rape. It is devastating.
Skip.
It is a miniseries, though, and we're going to maybe get into this, because I feel like miniseries are the top of the top.
Oh,
Tokyo
yeah.
Slim, if you don't watch TV shows, do you watch miniseries?
Limited Run?
Because that's a movie.
Limited Run is the best.
A miniseries to me is a movie, yeah.
Are you or are you not always disappointed when you're nearing the end of what you thought was a limited run, only to find out that it's a season?
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
I'm always
coming.
I'm like, what? I'm like, damn it.
I feel manipulated.
Yeah, like, I can't remember what show it was. It
Loki.
Was like, well,
like it's gonna be
limited. Loki, yeah, for sure, Loki. But like,
yeah.
Brand New Cherry Flavor and a few others where I was like, I remember saying out loud, like one episode from the end, I'm like, man, they got a lot to wrap up.
Yeah.
They got a lot to wrap up in the next episode. Damn, how are they going to do this? And it's like, oh, they're just not. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Again, back to Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets.
It's not disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, they dangle the carrot in a way that just worked. I don't know.
And didn't you tell me they had 5 seasons planned from the jump?
They say they have 5 seasons planned. And
that,
I'm like...
That's vision.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Never go into a thing without a plan, first of all.
Straight up.
Bite my ass.
Yeah.
Like,
unbelievable, that 10 out of 10, watch it. Caitlin Dever. Hard watch.
All right. Let's get into this. I asked the patrons of Easy Allies in the $7 and up tiers. I got hiccups from this drink. Patreon.com/EasyAllies. Patreon.com/EasyAllies. We need more money. I asked them, what's your favorite current TV show? What's your favorite show ever, if different from above? Which streaming service takes the cake? And then I'd like to ask anything else you'd like to talk about.
Nice.
Normally, I organize them into those topics. This time, we're just going to go down the list because, like we covered
list.
Earlier, it's morning time for us.
7 a.m. right now.
It's 5 in the morning,
yeah.
And we're both up here drinking caffeine.
Yeah.
Did nothing but put on our makeup and drive in.
Yep.
What are you clapping about? Oh.
There's 2 favorite shows of all time right now.
All right.
And
all
this
right.
is one of them.
Spencer from Canada. Favorite?
None of you are going to say, though, my other show. God damn it. And I've brought it up.
All right. Hang on. Let's make a
no
bet.
No one's going to bring it up.
Hang on. Let's make a bet.
Not one human.
Hang on. Let's make a bet.
Okay.
If someone brings it up.
Okay.
What do you have to do? You have to...
Give me something silly to watch tonight. Something short.
Tonight?
Not like Mandy yet.
Mandy's oh, yeah.
coming back around for
We've
Halloween.
We've got... Mandy's not even a Halloween movie.
I know.
Just watch it.
What if it's
I will
September
slice.
31st?
All right.
Prologue to October.
Okay, all right. Promise me. Shake on
Seriously.
It.
Seriously.
Put it in your calendar.
I want to watch it
Put
so
Put it
bad.
In your calendar right now.
Yeah.
Mandy. Just the word
September
Mandy.
31st.
September 31st, 2022.
6 months out.
Mandy.
September 30th. Sorry, there's 30 days in September.
I don't know how many days are in any month except February.
Title, all caps, Mandy. Ad. I think I saved it to the Easy Allies calendar.
Even better. What were we talking about? Oh, well, we need to do our Patreon or Patriot rewatch or like watch party anyway, so I can't do that. You have to watch. Oh, that's a good one. What's something you would like?
Be obsessed with?
Think
Fleabag?
You hate, but would like. Have you watched Fleabag?
Not yet.
Watch Fleabag.
Yeah, I want all right. To.
If someone mentions this show, you have to watch Fleabag.
Watch Fleabag start, anyway, but
start Fleabag tonight.
Because they're 20 minutes?
They're short. It's like, and there's 20, only 30? Two seasons, that's and right, it's a perfect show. Yeah. It's a crystalline, sterling, perfect show.
I have a feeling when I watch it.
Watch it with Beth.
And then the next time I see you, I'm just going to be like, Fleabag. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be crying joyous, complex tears. I related with her character, perhaps too much.
Hell yeah.
All right, but then if it's not mentioned, what do you get to do?
Tell everyone to watch it.
Start Fleabag tonight.
Just keep talking about it.
All right, well, I can't even think of what show it is. All right, Spencer from Canada, favorite current show, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
God, it's so fucking
holy
good.
Shit, this show. Haven't started season 4 yet.
It's so good. Beth has a minor criticism because she's so Gilmore Girls obsessed and like falls asleep to Gilmore Girls every night. Her only semi-critique, because it's one of those shows where after an episode ends, we both are just like, oh, it's so good. You were just like basking in the goodness of it. Like, oh my God. Her only minor criticism is they're reusing a lot of Gilmore Girls bits. They are.
Is it by the same people?
Yeah, same creator.
Oh, okay.
Husband and wife. She's the main, like Amy Sherman, Palladino, and then Daniel Palladino or whatever. But a lot of reused bits. She's like, yo, it's like kind of too familiar because they're redoing like the same things.
I couldn't get into Gilmore Girls. Well, nobody, everybody talks too fast. Nobody talks like that.
I know.
Like, and I get stylized dialogue. It's fine. It's fine.
It's like they play Friends on like 150% speed to get extra commercials. Do you know about that?
Wait, what?
That's true. When on the syndication of Friends on like TBS, they play it faster speed.
What?
Courtney Cox, I think, or one of them even talked about it because it makes their voice like higher pitched a little bit.
It could not be 150. Yeah.
It's not 150, but
that
it's
that would
like,
be noticeable.
It's just
and bad.
Enough to add one extra commercial break.
Wow.
Yeah. It's wild.
Like for the normal person to not notice, it would have to only be like 5% tops.
Yeah, it's probably like 5%, 10% extra commercial. Boom.
I wonder if they do the like audible thing where they just like take out. You know what I bet they do is they just like drop frames. I bet you they just like they do like pull down like instead of 30, it's like 28 or something.
So insane.
Although I don't know if TVs could do that really, but whatever.
Here's a big one I couldn't get into.
Spencer from Canada, favorite of all time. Avatar The Last Airbender, Fullmetal Alchemist, Brotherhood, Schitt's Creek, Good Place, Better Call Saul. Yeah, dude, Avatar The Last Airbender was so good and like inspired us to, was one of the inspirations of Seedlings, actually, the kids show that we made.
Sick. Schitt's Creek, couldn't get into it. We watched like 5 episodes and it's not for me.
It grew on me. Schitt's Creek is a weird one because like, for me, I mean, I finished it. I really liked it. But I always felt like I was hearing people love it, like that it was like their favorite show of all time and that it was like the perfect show. And for me, it was always good. Mm-hmm. And I kept waiting for myself to become obsessed and fall in love, but I never did.
Damn.
I mean, like, but it, like I said, I liked it. I watched the whole thing, you know? Kind of similar as Good Place to me. Like Good Place season two... 1 and 2 I really liked. And then I just kind of liked the rest, but it wasn't quite there.
Yeah.
Season 2, just like the stuff that happens is just really good. Yeah. But.
I'm going to try to, honestly, with Moon Knight, Isla, I'm making a dramatic change in my viewing parameters. Dramatic. Because I've fallen out of the love with the MCU.
Yeah, you don't love MCU anymore.
So I'm going.
You're like me in Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm going to wait. And binge it and
that
see if
might
that helps.
Be a good idea.
See if that,
here's
you
the
know,
thing.
Just devour it all in one go and see if it,
here's
you know.
The thing, though. Moon Knight, very excited. It's, oh, what are their names? Moorhead and whatever. The couple, the dudes who did, I think they're friends, but they did The Endless, they did Synchronicity.
Yep.
They do really interesting stuff. I really liked The Endless. Nice. Synchronicity was like all right.
What was the other one?
What is the first one called? I want to say it's something like The Ritual, but that's a different movie.
No.
Something like that, though. It's like kind of in the same universe like as The Endless.
Spring or something. Spruce.
There's another one like before one that, too. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or after that. Yeah, but they're good. And I think they're a perfect fit for Moon Knight, so who knows?
Chloe Zhao won an Academy Award, but Eternals is whatever.
Eternals was not good. Also, like... But here's the thing, though. This is what I'm saying. They're a good fit for Moon Knight.
True, yeah.
Like... Chloe Zhao may Fair. Or may not have been a good fit for Eternals. Also, Eternals Fair. Smells of studio interference to me. Yeah, yeah. Like, she was trying to make, like, a Terrence Malick, like...
Yeah.
Like, generation-spanning epic, and they were just like, this is boring.
Yeah.
And it's like, why did you hire her then? Mm-hmm. Like, she's gonna make you an art film, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, it would have been good, probably.
Yeah.
But, like...
The four-hour Lonesome right, Dove cut right, of exactly. Eternals.
Like, that could have been pretty good. But, like, the middle ground that we got was just not enough of either of them, so it was nothing.
Good call.
You know? That was my feeling, but who knows?
Yeah.
I didn't see Nomadland because it looked really depressing.
It was okay.
Yes. Oh, Black Bear by Aubrey Plaza is a trip.
Nice.
They say for the other thing. Boone favorites Breaking Bad, Mad Men, Band of Brothers. Check out Mr. In Between on Hulu. 3 seasons, about nice. A half hour per episode.
Love half hour episodes.
Yeah.
Breaking Dude, Bad.
Breaking Bad.
It's the best. It's like. It's the best ever. It's the best of all time.
It's like maybe the best of all time.
It's the best of all time. It passed The Wire for me, for sure.
The Wire is one that I started, but it like Citizen Kane'd me because it's like. Every show after The Wire, aped The Wire.
Yeah.
And so coming back, and to be fair, I tried it when I was like 25 or something. Like I was not a patient person then, yeah. kind of. But like, you know, watching it on like cruddy like DVDs.
Heck yeah.
Like 4x3.
Yep,
like
part of it.
Grungy feeling. Like I just wasn't in a place for it.
Mm.
So like I feel like I need to go back and do Wire
yeah.
because I didn't give it a fair shake. But also just like I think I wasn't appreciating it for what it was because everything that came after it was what I was already used to.
Absolutely.
So it's like when you watch Citizen Kane now, you're like, this is boring.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like no, dude, they did all of the shit that, like, yeah. they created the language of cinema yeah. that you're
yeah.
used to.
Yeah.
Like, this is groundbreaking, you know, totally. But blah, 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 film nerd bullshit, you know, like.
Totally.
So it's kind of an interesting scenario, but Breaking Bad for me is just, like,
the best.
Yeah, dude.
Perfect.
Like, what the hell? Like, pretty much perfect.
My favorite thing is.
Season 2 gets a little depressing. You have to kind of power through it, but.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's depressing.
Like, I stopped watching it for, like, 8 months because of season 2.
I wish more people could have the restraint that Vince Gilligan had with Breaking Bad and ending your season on the, like, height of its popularity,
yeah.
you know? They end
ending
their
the series, you mean?
The series, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The season ended when that show, like, the show blew up in, like, season 4.
Yeah.
And then season 5, that's it, we're done. Like they yeah. didn't carry it on, you know. There's a spinoff, sure, but like
yeah.
one,
right,
you know. So,
and like
I guess they did the movie, but
the thing about Breaking Bad to me, and like it's kind of crazy because people always say like why don't good things happen more often, why don't blah blah blah, and it's like talent mm-hmm. like it was the perfect confluence mm-hmm. of genius story show running and planning and just an amazing writer's room
mm-hmm.
backed by some of the best acting we've seen on TV yep. and like
and some phenomenal cinematography.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Semi gets.
Oh my God.
It's always below Bryan Cranston.
And the editing is fantastic.
It's the editing,
like it's
yeah.
just a, it, like they yeah. just got, they just happened to have
yeah.
an all-star team from, mm-hmm. from wall to wall. And
yep.
like
yep.
the writers, especially like Breaking Bad is a phenomenal experience because first thing, they don't milk stuff
yeah.
any longer than they need to. Like
Nothing's milked.
The example I'll say is like, not spoiling as much as I can. They plan a heist at mm-hmm. a certain point
mm-hmm.
of a thing.
Yeah.
And Like, I'm like, okay, used to other shows. I'm like, okay, 4 or 5 episodes from now, we're going to do that.
Same app.
We come back from commercial break mid-heist. And I'm just like, oh.
Let's go.
And like, they do a thing in that. And I remember Vince Gilligan said one time that like the writers kind of intentionally tried to paint themselves into a corner.
That's funny.
Just to see how they would get out.
Yeah.
And like, that is confidence and that is talent. Because like, to do that and then come out with something good is almost impossible.
It's unreal.
It's like shocking.
Yeah. Some of their freaking scenes are just like so ingrained in my brain. I'll never forget them. It's ridiculous. I just saw the because you see articles about it all the time. There was one the other day where it was like 6 times Breaking Bad, like, made us disbelieve we were watching TV, or like, yeah. 6 times they got away with like doing this on TV, and it was just like season 1, like,
yeah,
we're gonna burn this guy's body in acid or whatever. Yeah. Like, not no
that
spoilers.
Was, that was Hannibal to me, yeah. Like, because they filmed the gore like food, you know, it just made me like feel so gross, and it was like maybe the most disturbing, goriest thing I've ever seen, and it was on NBC, and I'm just like, what? How is this possible?
Serious.
Breaking Bad though is like it's like someone who's good at fighting games, because it's just they're just god tier at fundamentals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They lean on like character is first. Everything comes from character.
Yep.
And then springs from there, and it's like, what would this character do? Okay, we've got our scene. Like. It can't be overstated. I don't know. It's bonkers.
And then I expected to like Better Call Saul. I expected it to be like good, but it's insane. Like everything you just said applies to Better Call Saul. It's like a legitimate 10 out of 10. It's like not a question. Like when it's all said and done, it's going to stand right next to Breaking Bad. Like Breaking Bad is still the king, the best of all time, but Better Call Saul can proudly stand right there. It's so good.
I watched season 1 and season 1
is fine.
It was depressing.
And then it's full steam ahead.
Really?
Full steam ahead after that.
I gotta watch it, I guess. Damn it.
It gets pretty heavy though.
Oh sure. Tyler Travis, favorite of all time, Breaking Bad and Twin Peaks.
You're stoked. Beep, boop, beep, good boop, taste. Beep, boop,
beep, boop, beep. Twin Peaks, dude, what a ridiculous show. Twin Peaks, it's so funny to have your favorites of all time be Breaking Bad and Twin Peaks, because Breaking Bad, like, solid pretty much across the board. Has a couple of weaker episodes, but, like, by and large, pretty solid. Twin Peaks, hilarious quality swings. And like, I love Twin Peaks. Mm-hmm. And like, I even like season 2. Season 2 is fucking terrible sometimes. And it's kind of part of it. It's like kind of amazing. Like, and then like, because David Lynch got pissed and left for most of season 2 and then like came back for the last like 2, I think, episodes, maybe 3. And like, you could just tell, like, it was like the ship was just kind of wandering aimlessly in the sea, and then the captain, like sobered up and walked back onto the bridge, and then the show's just like, bam! Like, most terrifying thing you've ever seen, show's over, and you're like, what? Okay.
I got a question for you.
Then 20 years later, you get...
Have David Lynch and John Carpenter ever collaborated?
Not that comes to mind.
I wonder if they've ever met. Like, I want to see them do something together.
I feel like Lynch... Lynch hasn't done a lot of weird team-ups like that, I feel like. Mm. I mean, him and Mark Frost for Twin Peaks, but like...
Yeah. Did you ever see the Nick Cave documentary?
The Nick Cave documentary?
Yeah, because I've seen like Nick Cave, right?
I've seen all of them, I think. There have been 2 so far, there's a new one coming out. There's 20,000... Maybe it's not out yet.
I know, because Andrew Dominik is doing one. The director who did Assassination of Jesse James and Killing Him Softly is apparently doing one that's like...
There's a new one coming out, I think.
Cool. I keep forgetting to ask you about that, sorry.
There was 20,000 years, or 20,000 days on Earth, I think is what the first one was called. That one is gorgeous. It's beautiful. It looks incredible. Some of the best like cinematography in a documentary I've seen. And like, there's a sequence where he's describing seeing... his wife for the first time, and it's poetry. I mean, everything he says is poetry, but it's just like phenomenal. And it's like he's talking about like He's like listing like porn stars and like and like muses that he's had over the years, and it's like showing footage and it's like zooming in, and the color timing is just so good in the whole movie. It's fantastic. Google that part. Watch that movie. 20,000 Days on Earth is amazing. And then they did one after his son died, which is all black and white, and it is so heavy.
Jeez.
Fantastic documentary, but it's so heavy. Yeah. That one might be called Skeleton Tree, if I recall. And then the new one is coming out, but I haven't seen that one. I don't know if it's out yet.
Got it.
But yes.
I saw a headline about it. I saw that it was Andrew Dominik. I was like, what the frick?
Yeah.
Guy makes, I mean, I'm like, sure one movie every 7 years.
Yeah.
He's finally coming out with that Marilyn Monroe one.
They love...
which apparently might be NC-17.
What?
Something. No, that's the other.
The Ana de Armas
one? That's the other one. She's going to be in like some NC-17 movie with Ben Affleck. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That they filmed before they were... Ana de Armas does not shy away from nudity.
Yeah.
And...
I mean, we're all... I'm okay we're all
with it.
Humans.
I'm
we're
okay
all,
with it.
We all got bodies.
Ana de Armas is gorgeous and really good at acting.
She's cool. She seems cool.
Her dress... In James Bond, I looked it up, and I'm thinking about it. It's $1,300.
That dress.
Maybe I could find it on, like, an outlet mall or something. Like, is there a store for, like, I'll get it on RealReal or something, like, whatever it's called. One of the cameras, which camera is it?
Camera.
Camera 2. Oh, camera 2 right here. I mean, you can't see it. It's just pointing straight at my boobs.
Nice. Is that intentional?
No. It just happened. Okay. And like, obviously, this is a single camera show. So
yeah,
like,
it is kind of.
It's like right. Low. It's pointing right at. And like, it's right above my view of the notes on the TV. So I'm just like looking past.
KB Holmes, though. Yo, Tyler Travis, though. Yeah, we're past the golden age. I agree. I think the golden age was like. Is just behind us.
Yeah, yeah,
I think
we
just passed over it. And honestly, I just like blaming the MCU for all of my problems now. Just
all your problems.
Yeah, well, just... It's too
gas
much...
Gas prices at MCU.
There's too...
It's not the war.
There's too much content now. There's too much.
Oh, honestly. For sure, yeah.
And like, just earlier, even thinking about watching The Wire, that's like a luxury that nobody has time for anymore. Sitting down and watching 5 seasons of Wire.
That's the
there's
thing.
There's too
like,
much now, tomorrow, the next day. Like, there's just so damn much.
Yeah.
That I feel like I it's harder to appreciate things. And it's just, yeah.
I think back to the times where I was like chilling out and binging shows. And I was like, what was I doing in my life? Like, because right now I have. Literally no free time.
Yeah, what?
And like any free time I have, I fill with Elden Ring.
Exactly.
And it's just like
that's the only.
What was I doing? Like thinking about watching Better Call Saul or The Wire, I'm just like, it's impossible.
It is. Like I can hardly go back. I've had one season of Peaky Blinders for like 2 years. I feel like,
Peaky Blinders.
I can like not. I can't crack the seal. It's like, dude, that's like 7 hours,
Cillian Murphy.
It's like. Well,
Nick Cave.
Anya Taylor-Joy is like in the newest season.
Anya Taylor-Joy is there?
In Peaky Blinders. I was like, what the hell?
I love Anya Taylor-Joy.
I know. She's in the newest season. I was like, what the frick?
My friend Jason Wishnov, obsessed with Anya Taylor-Joy.
Don't watch Peaky Blinders.
Sometimes I just send him gifs of Anya Taylor-Joy.
You know what? We're still in the golden age, actually.
I guess it's because
Cobra Kai is still on TV. Once Cobra Kai ends,
Yellow Jackets, dude,
and Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets is still hanging out. We're good. If they cancel Yellow Jackets, the golden age of television is dead.
Do you think? I want to lean into this. Do you think there is too much content? And do you think it like? Do you think that's up to the consumer to just manage that? Like,
sure,
it doesn't matter if there's one new show a week, or 50. It has no bearing on. Your enjoyment?
I mean, the thing I think about when I like am driving through LA, because we have billboards for every show you've ever heard of and every show you've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And like every time I see like Don Cheadle in a show on like Epix or whatever that I've never heard, or like some new streaming service that I've never heard of called like Weedlebox.
Weedlebox. Yeah, love
like,
Weedlebox.
Like Weedlebox. And I'm like, what is that? Like the show is called like. Snowtown or whatever.
Snowtown on Weedlebox.
And you're just like starring Don Cheadle, and you're just like, Who has the money who has to the make money? That show? Yeah. Who has the time to watch that show? Who has the desire to make or watch that show? It's just like, it's bonkers to me.
My criticism, and I can't put it into like number, you know, it's such a theory. I don't have any concrete facts about this, but it's like, I feel like when you made a show back in the day, you were like trying to survive. You were making the show.
Yeah.
And now it's about a franchise. Yeah, now it's about the spin-offs, and that's not just the MCU. It's about many shows are just trying to like backdoor side character spin-off, you know, like planting this character in the like this episode to have a I was thinking about The 100 recently ended, and the final season was compromised because the creator was so obsessed with making a spin-off. In the final season, he had a backdoor pilot for the spin-off he's trying to do.
That was like when...
Ended up getting canceled. Didn't even happen.
Right.
Took away from it. Just spit all over.
Remember like season 2 or 3 of fucking Stranger Things where she just like ran off to the city to do like X-Men for 5 minutes and it was like horrible?
Yes. And like, was that going to be a spin-off?
It was a backdoor pilot for a spin-off.
And
yes.
It never happened.
And it never happened because everyone hated it. And they were like, why is this happening? And like... That's why I have the utmost respect. That's why you're Vince Gilligan's, you're Phoebe Waller-Bridge's, you know. It's a different mentality because, like, Fleabag, everyone's always like, make more Fleabag. And she's just like, no.
Yeah.
And, like, I hope she never does it. I hope they never go back because it was
True
perfect.
Detective season 1. Like, should've stopped.
True Dick should've season stopped. 2 was the worst thing I have ever seen.
And that is an example of, like, let's franchise this. Oh, our thing is popular. Let's make more. Right. And it...
Well, because that asshole creator, like, he took, like, 8 years on season 1 and then just puked out season 2. Yeah. Season 3, I watched part of it and it seemed fine. I like Mahershala.
Yeah.
But, like...
Yeah, True it dick, just dude. Seems more... And, like, social media as well. Like, I was listening to just the radio, and they had this...
The what?
They had this... The radio.
The radio?
This was just 2 days ago. They had a woman on there, and I forget the name of her in the movie. I'm sorry. I was passively listening.
Yeah, names are hard.
She was like... She has a movie coming out in Canada, Canadian theaters, and Netflix. I forget the name of it. I'm sorry. But... In the interview, she was like, I wrote this, but then I was worried that it would, like, offend people. So, you know, we kind of tweaked that a little bit. And it just feels like social media is also killing television and movies, where it's just like, we're not looking in to make the art. We're concerned about what people are going to think about it.
It's funny because, like, there's obviously two sides to that coin, right? Mm-hmm. Like, was she afraid her movie was going to offend because it was offensive? Or is she afraid her movie was going to offend because it had, like, a gay person in it? You know, it's like...
It was sexually related, the context. Okay. I came into it mid. Because, I didn't hear
like,
it all.
Some things are offensive and they should be offensive. Yes, like, and of course. They just are offensive.
Yeah.
Some things are... People are offended because of their own beliefs or whatever. Yeah. And it's like... That's your belief.
Yeah.
That isn't everyone else's belief. Like, cool it, you know? Like, stop making legislation to destroy people's lives. But that's a different topic. But, like...
Just trying to appease to everyone you're going to appease to no one. That old chestnut.
Yes,
you know?
Well, yeah,
that's
what I'm
trying to get at.
That, I think, is the trap that most things fall into, sadly, is like the Michael Bay effect, where it's just, like, bottom line rules the day. And it's just, like, okay, then you're making... When you make something for everyone, you make... something for no one because like it's not gonna change anything or be interesting, you know. It's totally. Like it's those few things that are good and appeal to enough people that like rise to the top, obviously, like Breaking Bad, but like
Fear Street recently.
Oh, Fear Street,
how did they do it? I felt like they were so
shocked.
Their vision, they were so in on their vision and they did it, and like boom,
like an R.L. Stine horror trilogy.
Yeah. Yellow Netflix Jackets and Fear Street are the best.
Like, and you know what the common thread is? Lesbians.
Lesbians. Throw them in there.
Put some lesbians.
Yeah.
But like, no, but like the thing is like, And I mean, it's meaningful to me, obviously. Like, I think about stuff like Booksmart or a certain scene in Stranger Things and stuff. And it's like, that shit matters. And like, when you don't shy away from it, and when you do it in a realistic way,
yeah,
you know, like, representation done well is huge. And I mean, like, that for trans people, for gay people, for people of color, like, it's so refreshing to see that kind of stuff on the screen. And like, yeah. So that's what I hope they're not taking away when they say it'll offend people, because it's, yeah, like, people who exist are not, yeah, offensive for existing. I don't care what you fucking say.
Yeah.
But like, you know, so I hope that they weren't toning something, yeah, like that down, because I think, yeah, that stuff,
I think it
is important.
I think she was like having sex with a guy or something, and maybe,
well, that's, yeah, offensive to me. Yeah, yeah, that's terrible.
Something, oh, I forget. I'm sorry.
A girl, a woman and a man having sex? Having sex? Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah.
That's against my religion.
Yeah.
I wish we knew what movie you were talking about.
I know. It's Canadian Theaters and Netflix, if that's the lead.
Someone in the comments will figure it out.
And it was a female writer-director.
Tweet
Maybe
it at
she's
us.
In it as well.
There's probably like three movies that tick that box. Yeah. I bet someone can,
yeah,
figure that out.
Track that down. Track that down.
Quick shout out to The Worst Person in the World. Man, that movie's fantastic.
I need,
anyway,
to watch this.
Oh, God, it's so good. KB Holmes. Wait, did we finish this? Oh.
Barry in Atlanta, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, Tyler Travis, favorite of all time, doesn't get enough love, Over the Garden Wall. I think I know some people that are in that. That's that cartoon, right?
Yep.
The best currently running show, Barry or Atlanta. Barry made me so sad. See, like, I liked it, but I couldn't keep watching it because I got, yeah, so depressed.
My wife can't watch it because she like wants to be an actor,
right?
And it's like too devastating to watch. She's like, she's like yo, that's really good, but I can't.
I'm, yeah, dude, like, straight up, yeah, like I don't like watching stuff about startups, mm-hmm, about struggling actors or filmmakers.
Yeah,
it's just too real.
Yeah,
like
too real.
KB Holmes, current show, All Aboard the Yellow Jackets Train. We've probably watched the first season four times.
Jeez.
Over. Dude, I've wanted to rewatch. We rewatched some scenes, like, for sure, like, to be like, who is that? What is that? What's going on? I absolutely love everything about it. Dying to know if anyone else has watched it. Also, absolutely love Misty fucking Quigley.
Love,
yeah,
them,
dude,
all.
Misty Quigley. They're all so good.
Love them all.
And, like, the younger actors are doing such a great job,
mm-hmm,
being, like, relating to the older versions of themselves, mm-hmm, like, and vice versa. Like, mm-hmm, oh, my God. I assume they, like, kind of met in the middle, but, like, damn.
10 out of 10.
12 out of 10.
I really hope.
I hope they don't botch
maintain,
it.
Yeah, yeah, please maintain
don't
that quality.
It.
You know, the season ones are always so,
yeah, yeah,
surprising,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and pure. And
it's funny because some shows
start strong and go down, but then others
start
go
horrible
up.
And go up. Yeah. Like Fringe gets, yeah, amazing at the end of season two, and
Agents,
like,
of Shield.
I'm shocked it got to keep going after that spotty season one.
Yeah,
season one was not great.
Yeah.
Evan Regan or Reagan, I don't know. My favorite thing about on TV right now is Raised by Wolves.
Finish
I think
season
it's one.
One
of the best things Ridley Scott has ever attached his name to. Pseudo religious sci-fi horror that may or may not be connected to the Alien universe. Really?
Mm.
It may or may not be connected? No?
I never got
the that. First season is really good, but the second one has been batshit insane thus far.
It. Yeah, second season.
I watched.
The first one was so weird.
I watched like 4 episodes of it. And like,
it ends strong.
Ridley was just like, I have a bug in my butt, a bee in my bonnet about Ridley, because I think he's just trying to like put like Jesus into everything now.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think he's religious. Like, I don't think he's
Christian
or Catholic.
Really?
I think he just is fascinated by
religion.
There's
nothing wrong with being Christian.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but
I don't think he's like. No, but I'm saying I don't think he's.
Prometheus had some Jesus in it.
But I don't think he's pushing, like, you need to be Jesus-loving. I think he's like, yo, look at this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, religion is responsible for so much fucking death.
Very true.
So.
Very true.
I think that just intrigues him. But it is redundant, and he just keeps.
Right. That's kind of my thing. It's like, I have no problem with that narrative.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's well-trod.
Yeah.
Like, we've said, I think, quite a bit about that subject in general, like all film and like everyone's kind of talked about it and Ridley himself has talked about it in his films. And so like to do another sci-fi with that kind of theme, it just kind of turned me off to it. But that's just me. Again, yeah. Nothing wrong with anything you believe.
Nothing wrong.
That's not what I'm saying.
Believe just in anything you want.
Right. Believe in anything. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. I mean, that's where.
Yeah. You know, you start getting into witchcraft, put a curse on us. You know.
Or start legislating against gay people and trans people, then I have a problem.
Big time problem.
Big problem with that. Anyway, maybe I'll watch Raised by Wolves later. Favorite of
all
time.
I don't know if you like it. It's so up its own ass, season one, dude. It really is.
I'm
I liked
up my
it.
Own ass.
I liked it, but it's so up its own ass.
Do
I
you hear me speak?
It is the most pretentious thing I watch.
I mean, I love the idea of like a killer robot trying to take care of some kids. Like, that's sick.
Yeah. Season two, I'm excited about.
Yeah. Maybe my read was wrong. I don't know. Favorites of all time, Evan says The Sopranos, Mr. Robot, Breaking Bad, The Americans, Hannibal.
Good picks.
Yeah, dude.
Good picks.
Hannibal, dude.
The Americans.
Haley Nicole Miller, favorites of all time, Smallville, The Vampire Diaries. Aren't you a Vampire Diaries?
Love Vampire Diaries. Yo, Haley, are you watching Legacies? Why is it the worst show ever made? Beth and I are hate watching this. We've never done this. We can't stand the show, but we're on season 4.
I don't even know
four.
What you're talking about. What is this?
So there's Vampire Diaries. Uh-huh. Then they have the spinoff The Originals, which is about, like, dude, love The Originals.
Isn't The Vampire Diaries, like, originally a fanfic of Twilight or something like that? Or Harry Potter or some weird thing?
Might
like
have
that?
Been originally, but they're books. What, there's a bunch of books. And then, okay, there's the show, then The Originals. Now there's Legacies, which is after everything. It's about, like, the children at the school. And
refreshing,
it's
refreshing,
like,
to get an actual sequel for once instead of a bloody prequel or like a midquel like Star Wars. Yeah. Quit it.
But it's
so over Star Wars.
It's just really not good. It just doesn't know what it wants to be. There's been drama on the set. People have left. It's just a mess. The creator of it all is nowhere to be found.
Like, literally missing?
No, just like did like one episode and just bounced. Yeah.
I would love it if there's like some secret Vampire Diaries like mystery at afoot where like the creator is literally missing.
Off
and
the grid.
Everyone's like, where'd they go?
Yeah.
You know what show I wanted to like more than I did was The Magicians.
Fucking love The Magicians. Are you kidding?
It got so rapey.
Like season one or two, but then they like address all of that.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I liked the tutting. The finger dancing that they do for the spells. I love that.
You
also, that blonde girl with glasses, so cute. I kind of know.
The Magicians becomes everything you love.
Really?
Yes. It's.
I walked in on Omar watching it a few years ago, like late seasons.
Yeah.
And it looked like a completely like they were all like in some like other realm and stuff, and I was just like, okay.
It is phenomenal.
Really?
So good.
Maybe I'll try to keep going.
So good. Super rapey in the beginning.
So, I mean, we're throwing the R word around a lot. Like, I'm definitely, like, sorry. I try not to say it much, but, like, damn.
But, unbelievable.
Like, the end of season one, I was like, whoa, pump the brakes, please.
It deals with it.
I mean, I hope
show.
So.
It's an incredible show.
You can't put that card on the table and then just, like, forget it. Because I watched, like, most of season two, and I was just like, yo, that felt like a bit much, guys. Like, that felt like a bit much.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable, for sure. But, worth it. Promise. That show is so incredible.
Haley, current fave, Umbrella Academy. Dude, yes. I am surprised by this show. This is one of the ones
Billy
that
Bones.
It's getting better as it goes, I think.
Nice.
Like, season one, I was tepid for the first like half, and then I fell in love with it. Season two, I just loved every second of it. Like, something about the vibe of this show, it's cozy, it's nice. I love that they're going to incorporate Elliot Page's transition into the show. Like, I think that's, and like, no one had a problem with it, as far as I could tell. Like, day
Who
one.
Who would have a problem
right,
with that?
Well, a lot of people, turns out. But like, day one, after they announced, after Elliot Page announced, they announced the TV. After he announced he was trans, the TV runners, showrunners, whatever, and I think the creator were like, yeah, we'll just fit that in. Like,
cool.
It's fine. Like, I wonder if Elliot like talked to them first.
I saw something similar about Euphoria, just with the nudity, and I guess it's like out of control nudity everywhere.
Oh my God.
But the creator was like, I guess the actors went to the creator sometimes and were like, yeah, I don't want to be naked here. And he's like, okay, cool. Like, I guess there's just like topless scenes for no reason.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah,
Sydney
I don't.
The Sweeney stuff, it gets a little ridiculous. Like, but season two felt like it went away from like fun, like situational stuff to just being like exploitative, I felt, in season two. Like,
but it was nice hearing them say they were comfortable with the director or whatever.
So. Yeah, except it seems like it's kind of hit or miss. Like, it seems like Zendaya and Hunter Schafer get to say whatever, but then like Kat, I can't remember the name, like she had to walk off set a bunch of times, like drama.
So there's drama.
Like, there's drama. Yeah. I
watched the first episode and it was a little too pretentious for me.
Of season one?
Yeah.
Little Euphoria too does some really amazing stuff. Yeah. Season two is losing me a little bit, but I have hopes. I mean, like, to me, I'm going to give I'm ride or die Euphoria just because of, there's a shot in like season one, three or four episodes in, it's like a bird's eye view of Zendaya and Hunter Schafer in bed, and they're just kind of laying there, and it's a white pre-op trans girl with a gay mixed race woman, and I'm just like, that's like my situation more or less, like,
yeah.
And it's just like, it just meant a lot to me to see that on screen, you know. It's and good. It's just like, fuck. Like, it's so like just that shot, that one shot, I'm just like, all right, show.
Endeared it.
Yeah, I'm Euphoria. Here, I'm here,
heck yeah.
But yeah, like, I actually met the editor of Euphoria at a party the other day, but like
weird.
An outdoor party with like 10 people, so it was like safe because I am very paranoid about COVID still, even though apparently we're like fine now, we're just done now, which I guess, like, people I talked to a doctor friend of mine and she was like, this is as safe probably as it's gonna get, like, ever again, and I was like, oh. Okay, I guess we start to live again, I don't know. But I kind of want to talk to him about season two because I have some questions.
I
because, like,
Beth goes on BuzzFeed all the time and we don't watch it, but she's always just like, oh, I guess that Euphoria is really controversial. Just like every week, there's just like, rah.
It's weird because, like, it has bizarre pacing stuff. Like, the final episode, no real spoilers, but like there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on with all the storylines that you care about. And then they stop for like 5 literal minutes to have this kid with a tattoo on his face sing an entire song for like ever. And it goes on for so long. And you're just like, why are we spending time on this? Like, I assume it was in his contract because he's like a musician in real life. And it's just like, the show felt like it's starting to do things for the Instagram instead of for the show.
That's what I was just talking about. Yes.
Yeah. Like, it feels like they're doing these tableaus and stuff just so people post it.
Exactly.
And not because it makes a lot of sense for the show. And like, we were going back to the same like monologue that Rue gave, like, 13 times, and it's just like, what, like, glacial pacing season two, kind of insane. And I worry, I'm getting more and more worried that Sam Levinson might actually be like not chill, like, I don't know, we will find out, I don't know, based on just watching the show and hearing things, but like like the cat actress walking off, not anything from anybody I know, but like, I don't know, Euphoria seems fine. Logan.
Only Murders.
What's your favorite current TV show? Only Murders in the Building. Yeah, dude. I love that show. It's so cute and cozy. Also, they like Better Call Saul.
Hell yeah.
Favorite show ever, The Simpsons, dude. And yes, I still watch it.
Wow.
No, it's not as good as the heyday, but it still has so many episodes that I love and will rewatch. That's hard. Will rewatch countless times that I'm willingly ready to ignore the 15 or so seasons of meh episodes. Even among those, there are a few hidden gems here and there. As far as I'm concerned, it's still a healthy amount of great episodes up until at least season 15, whereas most people only seem to say until 9 or 10. Yeah, for me, I say season 9. I think the last great episode was when Skinner turned out not to be Skinner. That's like the last...
Skinner wearing a meat sack?
He's wearing an Edgar suit. Dude, I fully support that.
Was Skinner related to Mulder?
In the X-Files?
Yeah.
No?
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
Was Skinner related to anyone?
I mean, he was their boss.
Just their boss.
For like most of the series, yeah.
No familial?
Not to my knowledge. Why?
Okay. Just curious.
Because all their scrubbed out all their names when
it moved
season
nights.
Seven.
Yeah.
And it moved nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. They fucked over X Files.
That's it.
Like
we've talked
times.
About this. I bounced out.
The show got weird after Mulder left, obviously. But like, dude, X Files has got some great stuff.
Ugh. It really does.
Also, yeah, dude, stick with Simpsons. I love that. Futurama. Yeah. Bones. I haven't seen that. Omar watches Bones.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think so.
Omar would watch Bones.
Omar loves television.
Oh my God.
Omar's a sweet boy.
Omar watches
Bones. I love Omar. I never stay at my own house anymore, so I don't see Omar anymore. No. Like I haven't seen Omar in like a month, I feel like.
Damn.
David Warren, I think Battlestar Galactica Lost Breaking Bad era was the golden age.
Silent.
Now we've been coasting for a while.
Yeah, we're coasting.
Yeah. We're coasting in that, like, I think we're coasting in general, but the ones that rise above are, like, better than anything from that era.
Yeah.
But that era was really good.
Yeah.
Duff, I think Western animated shows targeting older audiences have done a great job in recent memory with Arcane on Netflix and Invincible on Amazon Prime. Dude, I just finished Arcane. I loved it.
I want to watch it so bad. I just haven't had time.
Lesbians. Other shows like Gravity Falls and The Owl House have been great, showing fun, engaging worlds with fun stories that maintain dire stakes. Any animated shows that you've enjoyed recently that stick out to you? You listed the one. I Arcane, I was very surprised. I really liked it. I know, like, you know, a little about League of Legends, but I didn't even realize it was a League of Legends show when I first started one.
Yeah. This is, Zirianov's the first person I've ever heard that thinks this way.
Alexander Zirinov, my favorite TV show is Game of Thrones. I've rewatched it all recently, and even though budget limitations are noticeable in the first seasons, it's hard to imagine that show with such complexity and scale can exist. I don't see the perspective of those who didn't like the final season. I think it's a perfect conclusion to this wonderful saga and wouldn't change anything in it.
How can you defend the final season? How can you defend that? Honestly.
I don't
like what you like.
I mean, sure. I can see, like, here's the problem. It's kind of what you said before, that D&D wanted to go do Star Wars for Netflix and just wanted to bail out on Game of Thrones, I think. Also, like, they're not very good.
No.
They're good at adapting a book.
Yeah.
They're great at that.
Yep.
But, like, if you look at their other credits,
Troy.
Like, they had nothing going into this. Like, and I was, like, shocked that they got to do this. I feel like it was a Hail Mary pass from HBO that they didn't expect to go anywhere. And then it went somewhere. Because the books were cool and thoughtful. And, like, if you distill out all the trees and stuff, the narrative is really complicated and cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, once the books ran out, it shows so hard, I find. Like, I think that the broad strokes of what happens in the last part of Game of Thrones, like, is probably where we would have gone and gotten to
if they had built it up better.
But like they needed to build it up, and they were just it literally went from a show about nuance
to forward plot points
to just the Cliff's Notes.
Yeah, it was the Cliff Notes. Yeah,
it was crazy.
It was so
like
that's,
all the content between the beats.
Yeah, was
dropped
gone.
Away.
Yeah, what the hell?
Which like again. I think that those beats, if shored up with actual support, would have been good.
Thank you for the level-headed response, because I'm tired of criticizing it, and then people just, the defense of people that like it are just like, it makes sense! It was all building towards this!
Right.
And I'm like, I'm not
arguing
that. Because
sure, it was.
But the way it was presented
right. It just felt rushed.
Good. Yes.
Like, it needed at least another season, and I think that they had some plot threads that they didn't quite know the answers to, so they just kind of wrote them off.
Yeah.
And then they killed off a bunch of characters and like had things just happen that wouldn't have happened so quickly, I think.
I will say.
But again, like, you're not wrong to like Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones seasons 1-5 are like damn near immaculate.
I will
They're
say.
They're fantastic.
Put yourself on your couch on a Sunday during Game of Thrones in its prime. Just take yourself
back.
God.
Do you
remember
that? I was obsessed.
Do you remember that magic?
It was an event.
My God.
What
every
do you
week?
Always say? Prestige TV?
Yeah, prestige television. TV, appointment television.
Appointment television.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
It was, dude, weekly.
God.
You'd like get people together and forbid talking.
yeah.
You'd say no talking during the episode.
Yeah. So great.
Yeah.
Good times.
That was back when we could get people together.
Yeah.
Again, Alexander, totally chill. You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
Jalen Brooks, do you think Netflix is justified in their price hike? Probably. I don't know. It's set to auto bill. I don't really think about it.
I mean, they have us all by the
They've got us all by
throat.
The hojos.
Yeah, like they have our boot on our throat. Their boot on our throat. And what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know? You got to bite. I mean, Damiani's really good about it, about canceling and all. Like, he's
Damiani,
a master at that.
Damiani and Bloodworth, they like sign up for the thing they want to watch and then drop it.
Yeah.
I can't, like, I'm signed up for like 5 or 6 streaming services.
Me too, and I use them all daily.
And I'm floating like 3 other people on like some of my accounts. Like, I'm paying for, I got people logged into my HBO, I got people logged into my Hulu.
Share the load.
Share the load. Like, a friend of mine, let me stay with him in Chicago in October when I thought things were safe. And I was like, hey, I want to get you something.
Yeah.
And we'd been talking about a show that he wanted to watch. He's like, just put me on your Hulu. And I was like, deal.
Deal.
Fair.
Sick.
We're an hour in, so I'm going to speed up a little bit.
Do
cool.
It. Quick.
Fried Krausch? Krauch? Frieda? Sorry. Favorite current show, My Hero Academia.
Nice.
Haven't seen it.
I watched like 10 eps. Fell off.
Favorite show of all time.
Honorable mention to The Wheel of Time. I'm a fan of the books, and the first season was a pretty good adaptation. Yes! Thank you. There's not enough defenders of the show. I've just seen so much criticism. Wheel of Time was a fun season one, and I'm really looking forward to the future of that show. I had a great time.
I had a lot of
fun. It was so fun diving into this high-stakes thing, like this freaking $100 million franchise, big Amazon budget, and I jumped in with no investment.
Yeah.
Because I've never read those books.
Right.
So it was just fun to watch something of that magnitude with no investment.
I need to watch it. I need to watch that and Foundation. Still.
Yeah. Apple TV.
Apple TV, dude, don't have it. That's the one I don't have. I got to do the like PlayStation 5 6-month trial or whatever. Favorite show of all time depends on the day of week, but since it's Wednesday, I'll say Avatar The Last Airbender. Yeah, dude. Black Sails, Spartacus, BSG, Code Geass, and Legend of the Galactic Heroes. Dude, shout out Black Sails, dude.
Shout out, dude. Captain Flint.
I gotta finish that show, dude. I really like it. But I don't have stars.
Stars.
I'll just add it to my Hulu, I guess. Why not? They think HBO Max probably the best streaming service.
Probably
right. Jacopo Amelli, favorite current show, probably Barry or Better Call Saul. Yep. The hint of Peacemaker and Attack on Titan. Also Ted Lasso and Taskmaster. Shout out Taskmaster. Taskmaster is starting a streaming service, like for the show. Kind of into it. Whatever. Maybe I'll throw him a couple of bucks. Depends on what it's cost. Shout out to Resident Alien. I've never even heard of that. Alan Tudyk playing an alien. That sounds fun.
Cobra Kai never dies.
My favorite show, is he in that? Alan Tudyk?
You skipped Cobra Kai.
Oh, I skipped Cobra Kai, sorry. I'm trying to go faster. My favorite show of all time is Community, no doubt. Yeah, I like Community. The Good Place, Breaking Bad, or Joint Second. Love that. Estocol.
Wait, can you go up?
Huh?
Can you go up right there? Really quick.
Yeah.
They think we're living in the golden age of TV. Took the fact that freaking James Gunn shot almost an entire show with a near blockbuster level production. And then I want to think of Boba Fett. There's a big action train heist in there. Just
Boba Fett sucks.
$100 million freaking budget, it feels like.
Uh-huh.
I had an epiphany where I was depressed because I've finally realized what it means to get old. I've cracked it. I figured it out.
Here it is, folks. You're, what, 4 or 5 years younger than me?
Nothing I haven't seen before. You know? That's my mentality now, and it's...
Breaking Bad did it better.
It's getting me so depressed that I'm becoming old, and, like, I've seen so much. And it's like, when you're doing this every week, when you have a huge blockbuster thing on TV every week, it's, like, no longer special.
Yeah.
Like, Peacemaker does this whole big thing... And then a day later, it's like, okay, next, like, forgot about it. Yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. Whereas like 10 years ago,
right,
that level of caliber.
The saturation is so high.
Yeah. So it's saturation, and I've just seen so much, and I'm getting depressed that it's like, okay, nothing I haven't seen before.
Fucking Roy Batty over here. Attack ships on fire off the belt of Orion. Like, if you could see what I've seen with your eyes.
Yeah. Fuck. I hate it.
All these memories gone. Lost.
Like that's
like tears and rain.
That's semi how I thought about the Batman. 10 out of 10. Obsessed. Love it. But then I was like, nothing I haven't seen before.
Yeah. I liked the Batman.
Love the Batman. Bum, I'm getting scared, though. I'm getting scared of aging. Bum.
Almost the Imperial March. What's your... Escadol.
Wolves. Gotta get on season two.
Wolves.
Gotta get on season two.
The Expanse,
season
baby.
So
the Expanse. Favorite shows ever. Oh, here we go. A few of them.
Gilmore Girls.
Scrubs, Gilmore Girls, Mad About You. Malcolm in the Middle, Philadelphia, Sunny in Philadelphia, Veep, Community, Broad City, Fleabag, Detroiters, Space, The Nanny, Archer, South Park, Rick and Morty, Band of Brothers, Bunheads. Don't know that one. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, The Sopranos, The Shield, Patriot. Patriot. Generation Kill, The Newsroom, Mr. Robot, Reply, 1988, Ocean, El Chavo del Ocho. My God. That's a lot. Love that. Hey Man, Nice Shots, favorite current show. A lot of good stuff, but Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete, I watched one of those episodes. It was cool.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Yeah.
Con Man series. Co-created by Bryan Cranston. Huh. And Bryan Cranston's the villain? Really? Wow. Sneaky Pete. Who knew? Favorite ever, Sopranos.
Sopranos.
The Sopranos.
Sopranos.
Simon Wallace. When it comes to amazing TV... shows that was both great and stuck the landing seems to be really underappreciated. Shout out to Black Sails.
Yep.
I'm going to stop reading in case I get spoiled.
It was so good.
Need to finish it.
I miss Luke Arnold.
I miss Luke Arnold, dude.
I hope Luke Arnold's
Luke,
doing well.
Where are you at? You good?
I'm sure.
Luke is one of those guys where it's like, you're just like, man, you're cool.
So cool. Coolest guy.
Like, I want to hang out with you.
Yeah,
you're so
coolest
cool.
guy I've ever met.
Yeah, dude. Cool guy. And like he watched us. Yeah. And I was like, what?
So cool.
We watch you.
Yeah.
That's how this works.
Seriously.
You don't watch us.
Yeah. We're watching you, Luke.
Wrong direction, Luke. Yeah. You're too cool for us. I don't know. Watching us is very cool, I think. Patreon.com/yours. Kitty Garza, favorite show and current favorite because season 6 started on Sunday.
Nice.
Has to be Outlander.
I'm
Dude, talk
get
to
into
Bloodworth.
This.
Talk to Bloodworth. Bloodworth loves Outlander.
Mm-hmm.
He is obsessed with Outlander.
I want to watch it.
They also like Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Avatar The Last Airbender, Desperate Housewives, The Office, U.S., Gilmore Girls, Breaking Bad, Lost. I like Lost.
Love Lost. Love the ending of Lost.
I like the ending of Lost.
I've seen Lost all the way through twice. I love it.
Yeah. Like, at the time, I wished that they had, like some of the stuff's kind of cheesy, and, like, I wish that they had done some stuff a little differently, but, like, all in all, I like Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Lost.
What another moment in time. It's just shocking.
Yeah.
Just like that weekly event.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's
oh
one of
God.
The earliest in my that's, life
I remember
weekly events.
Thinking, I remember thinking, and like I've heard people say this about countless things,
yeah.
and whatever.
Oh,
I remember
God.
Thinking like, I just can't die before I see yeah. the end of Lost.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember thinking that. Like, that's how into Lost I was. Jonathan Jordan, Atlanta, favorite of all time, Simpsons or The
Teddy
Wire.
Perkins.
What?
No, Teddy Perkins, yeah.
That's like the white guy he plays, right?
Yeah, Atlanta's so fun.
Shout out to BoJack Horseman. Jason Wojnar. Dude, shout out.
Yo, the new Vikings right, is not good. I just don't want to
Have
go
you finished
through.
It?
I'm halfway through. I've watched 4 episodes. It's not good.
I haven't seen it in much any of Vikings. I just like catch some of it when Sophia's in there and she's like, you should watch this. They're lesbians. And I'm like, eh.
I don't.
Who
like
has
it.
The time?
I don't like it.
I'm sorry. Jason Wojnar, hope you're doing okay, man. Hope you're safe. I honestly don't like most modern TV shows. I think most of them are too heavy-handed and too long. You're kind of not wrong. The Age of Prestige television is a farce, in my opinion. History will whittle it down to the gems, and there will only be a small handful of worthwhile television shows from this era future generations will watch and enjoy. To be fair, though, this is the same situation with most generations. Yeah, you're right. That's like when people are saying, like, man, the 80s were so cool. And I'm like, because we're getting it distilled 30 years later. Mm. Like, we're only getting the good stuff. Like, all the crap washed away. Most of my favorite TV shows come from different eras. The Honeymooners, All in the Family, MASH, Twin Peaks, and Seinfeld. First Seinfeld mentioned, I think.
Yeah.
Of current shows on air, It's Always Sunny. Oh, good. Also, made it out of Kyiv, and I'm in Lviv. I don't know how to say that one. Sorry. I am safe for now, but definitely won't be okay for a long time. Jeez. Yeah, dude. Jesus.
Intense.
I literally can't even imagine what you've been through. Shocked you were able to make a comment.
Yeah.
All my love to you, man. Straight I hope you're up. All right. Zach, Jason's brother, writes in. Are we in the golden age of TV? Kinda. Things like Wayne and Upload, a lot of prestige shows, especially the dramas, are so long and boring. Like, they have to explain their one theme from every angle. Do we need to develop Jessica Jones as obnoxious next door neighbors?
Rude. Why are you picking on Jessica Jones?
The show is called Jessica Jones, not Worst Neighbors in New York.
Her neighbors were good. Her, like, downstairs painter, single father neighbor, and, like, the... Her other drug addict neighbor. Dude, come on.
Favorite current TV show, Wayne on Amazon Prime. We'll see if it gets a second season, but the team on Amazon, they cancel stuff, I feel like. Team Responsible is currently working on the John Wick prequel miniseries, The Continental.
Franchise, sell it.
Yo. Continental could be sick, though. I don't know. I respect the poster where it was from the inside of the door, so Continental was backwards because it was on the glass.
John Wick 3, Diminishing Returns.
Yeah,
Conjuring Devil Made Me Do It. Diminishing Returns, taking the best things
John
of
Wick
all time.
To not have so many sequels, for sure.
Yep.
Like, the fact that two
is
set up
the
another
best.
One, and then three set up another
like,
one.
Two
I was
more.
Like,
I think there's going to be like
five. Yeah, I think there's
going to
be five.
And like, a show.
And I'm like, yo.
And some other spin, like the ballerinas or something. That's Black Widow, but like some other spinoff. Tone it down.
Favorite show ever, Miami Vice, Boston Legal. Dude, I love James Spader. All in the Family.
Love James Spader.
Donate National Bank of Ukraine, they say. Shout out Ukraine. I hope everything's all right. I mean, obviously it's not. I don't even know what does one say? I have no idea. It's fucking crazy. It sucks. I don't know.
I just watched the downfall of Boeing documentary. It's like the most depressing thing I've ever watched. Just life.
Boeing the company?
Yeah. And how corporate.
Did they fall down? I don't know anything about.
Two planes crashed because they're fucking greedy motherfuckers.
Oh, that.
And yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
I was like, the company is still going strong?
It just came
out.
Netflix doc. It's phenomenal. It's just like, what do you do? Like you said, what do you get up every day and you hope it's not horrible.
That's mostly the plan. Yep. That's mostly the plan. Cold Smith. Well, this is a long one. I'm skimming. Game of Thrones prequel show should not exist. I'm just like, come on. And the sequel to Vikings, Better Call Saul, basically just like spinoffs, most of them.
Hey, Better Call Saul, though. I was skeptical. So good.
Yeah. Good point here. Sliders, Fringe, X-Files wouldn't get a chance today, and that sucks. Yeah, you're probably right. Like, shows don't get to find their stride the way they did in the 90s and 2000s, I think.
They cancel shit.
They
like,
cancel
it's
shit left
and
right.
Fish in a barrel, yeah.
Netflix is especially notorious for this. Like,
it's pretty devastating.
If Netflix, like, if it doesn't hit a certain number and a certain critical response, they just can it.
I watched
like,
this show.
3 days after it comes out, there's like, pow!
Yep. This show called Dare Me about girls' cheerleading squad is, like, super dramatic.
Uh-huh.
Hardcore drama. One season canceled, and it's just like everyone who watched it was like, oh my god, this show's amazing, but it's like
there was a show
no more. Dare Me. It got canceled though, so don't commit.
There was a show that was really good that I liked that I don't even remember the name of it because it was like a sentence. It was on Netflix. I think it had fuck in the title. It was like I can't stand this anymore, or I can't fucking take this anymore, or I don't want to do this anymore, or something like that. I really liked it and just like they canned it,
sad.
There was that other one that had a similar title that was like a guy and a girl that was also pretty good. That one kind of got to end.
100%. Nobody's going to say the one. It's really sad. It's the best show on TV. It's not even a question. It's honestly...
Your other one?
Yeah, no, like everyone is talking about the best shows right now and they're not saying the actual best one.
Well, hang on. We're not there yet.
No, they're not.
Save it to the end. Save it to the end. Save it to the end.
Trust you.
Favorite shows of all time. Who are we talking about here? Colt Smith. Favorite shows of all time. Cowboy Bebop. Oh, yeah, for sure. Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy
animated?
Bebop. Can't
so
we call
good.
That a limited series?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
It's limited, a limited series.
Limited series.
Limited series are the best.
Best there
Twin
is.
Twin Peaks.
Yo, Dairy Girls.
Dairy Girls, 70s show. Yeah, dude.
The Dairy Girls were on the Great British Bake Off, like a celebrity episode. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Andrew McMillan, shout out. Lost.
Previously. On
Previously
Lost.
On Lost. This is the title like going
I want to do oh, that. Man. Like, I want that guy's voice to just like. Previously on Huber Syndrome.
Maybe he's on Cameo, dude. Straight up. Look it up. Look it up.
Seriously.
I'm not even kidding. Look it up.
Okay.
I'll pay for it.
I don't know. Yeah, I will. I'll dig deep. That's going to take a while. Gotta find that guy's name.
Colin Luton. Current
Station
favorite.
11.
Station 11.
Beth loves the book. We're on episode 4.
I watched the trailer and it didn't grab me. I was like, what's the tone here? Is it good?
It's good so far. That's a thing now. Like, Zach, you bring up a really good point. We're in this... again, but isn't it a personal issue with the amount of content? You just have to choose
Saturation.
What you want to watch. It's like Station 11 is freaking amazing, but it's like drawn out.
Yeah,
hour-long episodes, like 10 of these, and it's
also like weird timing.
Who has time for this?
I don't want to watch a show about a pandemic
exactly.
right now.
Exactly, yeah. But
like, not in the mood, sorry.
But it's like, is that Station 11's problem for being a 10-hour drama, or is it my problem for not having enough time to watch? Like, should I be criticizing the show for me not having enough time, you know?
What if I told you... It's neither problem.
Yeah.
It's just what it is, and
it
it's fine
it
if you don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Do whatever you yeah. want.
I guess it's just my point is it's harder to commit to longer shows. I don't know.
Life has no inherent meaning but what we create for ourselves, and as long as we do that without harming anyone, everything's fine, and that extends to everything. If you don't want to do a thing, don't do it.
Yeah.
That's
except,
neither. That's neither. That's not intrinsically good or bad.
Pay your taxes.
Yeah, I mean, you cannot do your taxes,
yeah,
but you
true.
Pay the consequence. You go
yeah.
to jail.
Yeah, true.
Like, that's a choice.
Yeah.
You weigh that choice yourself. You know, like whatever. That's life, man. That's the arithmetic. Jesse Blue, current favorite Marvel spinoffs: Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones. In the past, I've liked Roseanne and Drew Carey Show, Remington Steele, Murder She Wrote, and Numbers. Series like Sopranos, Battlestar Galactica, and Law and Order. Filled out evenings when my daughter was too small to understand them. Favorite of all time is Sherlock.
Nice.
I like this. This is like a little something from every part
yeah.
of like... Ooh, game shows. Yeah, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, Price is Right. Hell yeah. Super Sushi. Favorite, current favorite is Barry. Closely followed by Better Call Saul and Mandalorian.
I wish somebody watched my favorite show.
We'll
this
get
is
there.
So depressing.
A lot of TV and
I've brought it
I
up numerous Shh. Times on Shh. Reaction shots.
We'll get there. I can't even think of what it is. We'll get there. A lot of TV. Stargate SG-1 and Universe. Hell yeah. Battlestar Galactica, Good Place, Newsroom, Breaking Bad, Gilmore Girls, Parks and Rec, Legion. Legion, dude, shout
Legion.
Out.
Pretentious.
Oh, yeah.
So pretentious.
Fargo. TNG, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, Batman Beyond, Steven Goodlord, Steven Universe, Avatar The Last Airbender, End of the Fucking World. That was the
nice.
Other one. That was the one with the boy and the girl. That was a good one. That one got to end. I liked that. Devilman Crybaby,
Maniac,
Orange is the New Black, Maniac, yeah. I liked Maniac. I wanted to like it more. Marianne, Preacher. I got so bored during Preacher. My God. Everyone's like, it's so good. And I was like, tearing my eyes out. I was like, do something. Make something happen. I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe it was like, I don't know.
I never watched it.
Shout out to Sex and the City. Highly anticipated. My comment disappeared. Last Kingdom is my favorite.
Nice.
It's my jam.
I should watch that instead of Vikings Valhalla because it's not good.
Isn't Valhalla on, what's that on Amazon?
Netflix.
Oh. Sam Sorensen. My love of Night Court as a child led me into my love of news radio and then my love of 30 Rock. Love that, dude.
Nice.
Colin Goodspeed. You know what your name means, don't you?
Goodspeed.
Goodspeed. I think we do that every time.
Goodspeed. Goodspeed. Love it.
Currently airing Severance.
Severance. I want to watch it. I haven't seen that. It looks disturbing.
Which one is that?
It's with Scott, Adam Scott.
Oh, okay.
And they're like working in a weird office and like not everything is as it seems.
Ooh, that sounds
fun. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ooh.
It looks cool. It looks
intriguing. Do I need to get Apple TV, dude? What the shit?
Looks intriguing.
Fargo's my favorite show ever. Originally seemed like a derivative Coen Brothers pastiche from the initial trailers. It's proven to be one of the best crime shows of all time. Yeah, dude.
I finished Fargo's season good. Two. I gotta get back to it.
I did all of seasons one and two.
Yeah.
Haven't finished three or four.
Yeah. I gotta get back.
But I like all of it.
Because three is Ewan McGregor, four is Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Got it.
I believe so, yeah.
Got it.
Two was really good and one was phenomenal. That's it. They talked about the Night of on 10 HBO.
Out 10, 10 out of 10. Riz Ahmed, 10 out of 10.
Mayor of Easttown, dude.
Mayor of Easttown, 10 out of 10. Miniseries, the best.
Limited
Chernobyl.
Run, dude.
Chernobyl's limited the best
run.
Of all time.
HBO, prestige limited run
mm-hmm.
television.
Mm-hmm. So nobody brought the best show on TV.
All right, so you win the right to bring it up, and you don't have to start Fleabag tonight,
which is a real bummer.
I've brought
it up numerous times before. It's season three now. My Brilliant Friend.
Oh
my God. Why are you not watching the show? Why do you not talk about this show?
Bad title?
Dude, it's the best show. It is so realistic. It is post-World War II Naples, Italy. We're like 1950s, and they're based on books from Elena Ferrante. It's a pseudonym. She wrote these books. Beth loves the books, obviously.
Pseudonym for who?
Elena Ferrante, the author. Not their real name.
But we don't know their real name?
Correct.
Cool.
Involved with the show, though. And I was like, how do I sell this to people, Beth? What do I tell them? How do I get people to watch this? She said, it is the most realistic portrayal of female friendship of all time. Period. Whoa. Done. Period. Watch it. My Brilliant Friend. The best. HBO Max. The best.
HBO Max.
Seriously, watch it, please. Season 3 right now, episode 2 came out this week, so we're just getting into season 3.
You vehemently, feverishly recommend things pretty frequently. I don't think I've ever seen you shake as much when you've
done
it.
Dude.
You were like vibrating
when
you just recommended that show.
Love this show.
Just did it again. You're like shaking.
I cannot like handle how good the show is, dude. It's rich. And just
rich, deep.
Yeah, it feels like you're watching a documentary sometimes because it's just so real and raw.
That sounds cool.
And it's just.
Is it sad?
I mean, it's like life, like Robert.
Life's the worst.
Life is inherently sad with moments of happiness sprinkled in.
Life's
and
a
that's,
dark comedy.
Yeah, yeah. That's my brain.
My gorgeous therapist asked me what genre my life would be, and I said dark comedy. And I think if you say something else, you haven't figured out life.
Yeah. Dark comedy, yeah. I can't recommend it enough, though. So, that show is the best. And obviously, Maisel is on right now, and that's
I gotta check out Ms. Maisel.
Yeah, yeah.
Although hearing that it is Gilmore Girls kind of makes me not want to do it.
Not the way they talk, though. Just right, some of the scenarios.
Okay, well, that'd be new to me.
Just some of the bits. You wouldn't even realize. Yeah, I mean, she, like, Beth literally falls asleep to Gilmore Girls every night.
It's Beth.
Just, yeah.
I used to fall asleep to Futurama.
Nice.
I got away from watching videos. I used to have to do it because I was so depressed, but then I got away from it. But now Sophia watches videos, and now I'm back on it. Mr. Sunday movies mostly now.
Nice.
Patreon.com/EasyAllies. $7 and up. You are on the film club tier, and you get to submit to this stuff, and it's really fun. And we appreciate it. Normally, we have time to organize it more, but it's the day of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's the day of the show, y'all.
The show.
It's the day of the show, y'all.
My Brilliant Friend is on Mondays on HBO.
Okay.
HBO Max.
That today's a Thursday.
So you can check that out.
In 4 days, get on it.
Really, really
My
good.
Brilliant Friend. Although, seasons 1 and 2 are there already.
They're
all there. HBO Max.
I think the episode's like an hour.
Shit.
You know, you
got
that's
a lot.
Yeah, you gotta have time. I think there's only like 8 episodes.
You know what other shows episodes are like an hour? Yellow Jackets.
I like My Brilliant Friend more than Yellow Jackets. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, it's like, it's one of the best things I've ever watched.
My goodness. Yeah. I guess I got to give it a spin.
It could be just personal taste, but like many movies and TV shows are.
Yeah. You know, but everybody's got their own tastes.
It's just raw. It's real. And I'm just invested in the lives of those characters.
If there's one thing that Michael Huber loves, it's raw, real, and high school drama.
Yeah. This is they're young. I mean,
everyone playing high schoolers is 35, so it's like whatever.
Yeah, it's it's long period of time, the show.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
A very long engagement.
Oh, that's so good.
The highest level of our Patreon is the shout out tier, wherein we shout out the following beautiful human beings: Elthanis, Greg the Dark Knight Kettering, Caleb Togi Crawford, Nick, Raymond Wheeler III, and Zet Van Doot. Thank you. Shout out.
Also just renewed for the final season. I didn't get to bring that one up. There's so many good shows right now, actually. My God.
What is it?
Never Have I Ever.
What's that?
High school drama.
Okay.
No, high school
raw,
comedy. High
real?
School comedy.
Comedy.
Raw. Real.
Raw,
lesbians.
Woo!
Big time lesbians in the show.
What's it called?
Never Have I Ever.
Never
20
have
minute
I ever.
Eps. Mindy Kaling writes it.
Okay.
I have never really got invested in anything Mindy Kaling. I don't like The Office at all. Yep. That's my hot take. I'm sorry.
Right.
Don't hurt me.
Not raw, not real.
It is... There's a little bit of sadness up front.
I can handle a little summertime sadness.
A little summertime sadness up front, and then it is genuinely funny, and it's about just girls in high school, like so many shows out there. But they just picked up season 4 for Netflix, and it's going to be the last.
I love your, like, tender interest and appreciation for, like, girl dramas.
Love girl dramas.
But it's not like a pervy thing.
No.
You're just like a genuinely nice guy who loves like
girl
drama.
I get so invested.
I know, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know.
You're
like,
a beautiful human being.
I maybe like a year ago, I was like, I want kids. You know, I want like a daughter.
I just got goosebumps,
son.
Dude. Yeah, you want a daughter.
I don't have money though, so like I don't know how people can even have kids. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't know how you have the time.
Like, I don't,
like money's one thing. Yeah. The time, like, you don't sleep.
Yeah. Well, that you
friends,
can that you can make work, but like,
I mean,
money
I have
is...
friends who had a kid. You know, they've got the money.
Yeah.
But they were ready to claw their eyes out because like, they hadn't slept in a month, like at all.
Well, you saddle up for a couple years. You know, it's like you know what you're getting into for a couple years there. No
you
sleep.
You left home right when you were getting interesting.
What's happening?
Last Crusade.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jolly.
I thought about kids. I don't know if it's in the cards for me. I don't know.
Day by day. One day at a time.
I would love for you to have kids.
Same.
I want to be the cool gay aunt to Michael Huber's kids.
Hell yeah.
Dude.
I'm ready.
That would be so much fun.
There's no money. Kids are expensive.
Kids are incredibly expensive.
Yeah. Soon though, maybe.
Go to patreon.com/easyallies. Raise your pledge so Michael Huber can have a daughter.
Please stop.
Please help Michael Huber.
Oh my God. Shouldn't have said anything.
No, please. I'm thrilled by this. Oh my God. I just remembered my boob cam. Anyway, we got to bail out of this before things get even weirder.
Thank
you all so much. We will see you next
month.
Watch My Brilliant Friend.
Never Have I Ever. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets, dude.
All girl dramas.
All girl, what? Yeah, I'm watching like all girl shows right now.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We do it better. Feelings. All right, anyway. Bye, everybody.